True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
It's important for teenagers to have work experience before they go into the world.
Absolutely.
So that high school job can be a very valuable tool.
Yeah.
But there's a potential problem.
What's the matter?
If your kid is working with a bunch of people their age, great.
Yep.
But that's not every gig. And that could lead to some not so great situations. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like this one we have in front of us today. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So this story went down just east of us.
Whatever.
A 29-year-old woman has been arrested and charged with buying alcohol for underage kids.
Uh-oh. 29.
Okay. And this is a rare story that comes with detailed allegations.
All right.
You ready?
All right.
Authorities say the 29-year-old woman went to a gas station and got alcohol for a male under the age of 21.
Okay.
And they knew exactly who this woman was inside of the gas station. Because she used to work there.
Oh, man. Hey, see how the old crew's doing.
So if the allegation's true, this 29-year-old woman openly bought alcohol for an underage kid in a place where they knew who she was. Yeah. She has been arrested, charged with unlawfully dealing with a minor.
Well, did you think she could get away with it because she knew the people that worked there, maybe?
Ballsy move when those people's jobs...
Nah, they're not going to say anything. They know me.
They could get in trouble if they knew.
Yeah, true.
I'm not saying it's a smart move.
All right, so Kimmy, if the allegations are true, the only reason a woman this age would do this for an underage kid is if they work together, right?
I was thinking that, or
that'd be the
could be an older family member.
Okay.
That would be the only other connection I could see between... that age range.
All right. I didn't think about family member. But if it's a family member, you don't need the kid in the parking lot waiting for the alcohol.
No, that's not necessarily.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Am I wrong here? 252-WCMF? Because there's no allegations, right, outside of some strange May-December romance, which we rarely see with other women. And I guess if the kid's 19, it wouldn't be illegal anyway.
Right.
Right? But this brings up a legit issue if you have a teenage kid.
Yeah.
Tommy,
mm-hmm.
when it's time for your kid to go out and look for a job, there are two real options.
Yeah.
A place with a bunch of other teenagers working at like a camp, a burger shack.
Kimmy
and I worked at Lugia's with a bunch of kids our age.
Yep.
Yeah. And then there are the adult jobs that will also employ teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
You got your restaurants. You got your manual labor summer jobs.
A grocery store.
Yep, retail gigs, right? Yeah. Those are places where your 15, 16, 17-year-old will be working shoulder to shoulder alongside grown-ass people.
That was me.
Yep, full-timers. That you don't know.
Yeah,
you got it. Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
should parents always keep their teenagers away from jobs with grown-ass people?
Here's the thing. Like, usually those jobs that do have the grown-ass people working, like, they sometimes provide more opportunities, you know what I mean, than those jobs that are all teenagers across the board.
Opportunities to get drunk?
Hell yeah.
Because I'm just thinking of, like, think of all those kids we knew that, like, worked at a place like Wegmans that ended up actually making that, like, their career because they provided so many opportunities for those kids. So in that sense, I could see a parent seeing, like, sure, they may be, you know, working alongside adults, but it's a better job, maybe better pay, better opportunity.
Oh, you're saying all the right things.
Like, I'm trying to think. So when I worked at a grocery store, mm-hmm. it was 1975. I was a 15-year-old kid.
Okay.
So all my adult experiences happened at that grocery store. Mm-hmm. Like, the first time I was offered alcohol, the first time I saw people doing drugs in a bathroom, the first time I saw two adult men get into a fist fight. Like, I'm not talking like kids. I'm talking like two adult men that were pissed off at each other, that were punching each other out. I was like 50. I'd never seen that before as a kid. So, like, all those bad things I got within 6 months of this job. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was eye-opening.
So let's weigh what just happened.
Yeah.
Because Kimmy makes a lot of good points. Mm-hmm. There are several places where your kid can work their way up and maybe even find a career.
Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with some adults. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. That's good. But over in this hand over here.
what's in that hand?
All the things
Tommy
said.
Fights.
Well, yeah, and that's just it. You know, your 15, 16, 17-year-old, depending on how impressionable they are, could become a weathered 50-year-old man in a matter of 6 months working with other adults. So is what Tommy is saying over in this hand worth the potential benefits of what Kimmy is bringing up over in this hand here? Tommy?
Well, is your kid adapt to handle it?
Adapt?
Well, can they handle? Can they handle that? Can they scat?
Which I guess you don't know if this is their first work experience.
Well, but here's the thing. What you're describing is what happened to Tommy. He moved his way into a legitimately good job. Right. We did the math. With adjusted for inflation, he would have made around $70,000 a year for today's money, right? Now, you wouldn't have that job now. It was eliminated. But you would have had that job for a long time.
Oh, sure.
You wouldn't have been able to live well.
Yeah.
But you were also a complete degenerate.
Yes, I was.
Having been exposed to that.
And I turned into a degenerate adult employee there.
Yeah.
Where I got alcohol for underage people.
So is that a good or a bad thing?
Well, for those kids, they loved it.
I don't know. I guess, like, as somebody who had one of those jobs where we were working around a bunch of teenagers, it was also, like, some of the most fun memories of that time period in your life. So I guess, like, you maybe want your kid to have that as opposed to, you know, working at a place. Like, I'm just thinking, like, the place I did work at, which was a mix of grown adults and young adults, that's where I learned where to find how to nap on the job, you know? Like, where you picked up, like, maybe some bad habits along the way.
Yeah, it's so funny, right? Like, these adults, you got to learn how to work like an adult. And every job you have with adults, they teach you how to cut corners and be a piece of crap.
I do remember, like, too, like, listening to adult men, like, I'm on a cutting board, right? And these guys are just talking while they're working. And listening to, like, because I never experienced this either, how men talked about their marriages when their family isn't there was, like, I didn't know guys talk like that. Because, you know, my father put on the face, as you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
So, like, I didn't know, like, the rawness of those conversations. And I thought it was hysterical. But they were serious.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, subconsciously, you must have picked some of that up.
All of it.
Okay, there you go.
I'm picking all. I was just a kid. You know, I'm being quiet. I'm just doing what I'm told. I got whiskey in my coffee.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, this conversation started with a 29-year-old woman just east of us that was arrested after police say she walked into a gas station and bought alcohol for a guy under the age of 21. And the reason they knew who she was in the gas station is because she used to work there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're throwing out theories as to how she would know a kid under the age of 21 at 29, and one of those could be through a job.
Yeah.
Your kid working with grown-ass people. So all the problems you brought up are legitimate. All the benefits that Kimmy brought up are legitimate. I would argue, the biggest problem with your kid being exposed to grown-ass people as a teenager at their job, your teenager doesn't know what's pathetic yet.
No, they don't. Who's cool and what's cool and what's not cool.
Like, they don't know how they're going to see that guy 10 years from now.
Bingo. If you had a job like this back in the day, there was someone you worked with who was in their late 20s and early 30s, and they had their own place. And they played by their own rules.
Maybe a pool table.
Yeah, they dressed cool. Well, they had everything they wanted. They had it figured out, man. And you wanted to hang out around them as much as possible inside and outside of work, man. And it's not until you become a grown-ass person that you realize that dude was a burnout living in a crappy studio apartment, and his life at 29, 30, 31 was miserable.
Yes.
And if you would have ended up being that person, you would be miserable.
Yeah. But I still do look romantically at some of these guys.
Still today. But you wouldn't want to be them.
No, but they had a way about them. They had a
Billy Joel.
Yeah.
He's got a way about it. Pool table and dirty shirts.
Yes.
Owes a lot of child support.
Oh, I used to do a lot of those, dude. Yeah.
But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, so I worked with this one guy. His name was Dick Hall. And he was
I thought that was your mother's nickname.
But he was that guy, man, you know. But, you know, he drove a Cadillac. He loved Elvis.
Okay.
And he dressed like Elvis. And he was my manager, man. And he had gotten busted down. He was an alcoholic, you know, child support, all that stuff. But he was cool. And he was really nice to me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I told you, so like, he was my manager. And I had to go to a bar across the street to get my list of what I had to do after school off a cocktail napkin.
Because he was sitting there.
Yeah, at the bar. The place was called the Elbow Room. And I would get the thing, and I'd go back over, and I'd do that stuff. And he'd go home drunk. He was cool to me.
But again, that's not cool.
No, it's right. Not.
Like, you're
but I still look
now.
Fondly on. The guy had a charm about him. You know what I mean?
All right. But you don't want to be that
no,
guy.
You don't.
You didn't aspire to be that.
No, but I think everybody needs some of that in their life to understand how things work, how things are.
As long as you realize later on that that's not the way you want to be.
You're never going to know. You're never going to. I mean, you're not. You won't know until it's too late.
There was nothing we could do. No, I agree with where you're coming from, but Kimmy's right. Like, you may get enthralled with that and never gain the idea of this is not what I want to be.
I think everybody, men, women, whatever, you need to put your finger figuratively in something dangerous once to see how it goes, to see if you can handle it.
Of all of the ways to put that.
Well, I was going to say something else, but then I figured.
Thank you.
Women had to be involved in it too. So I just think at some point you have to experience these dangers and these people, even though they're bad or they're some of these people don't even know they're bad. Like this guy Dick Hall did not know he was bad. You know, he was a guy.
Sure.
But I think you need to experience that to get the flavor of life. You know, a little exposure doesn't hurt kids.
And there are some of those jobs you'll work. where you're not having a good
time.
Did
you lean into the microphone to do that?
I didn't realize I did.
Hold on. One sec. Sorry.
I think, to your point, having you don't want your kid to like enjoy all those jobs so much that that's what they want to stick at. Some of those jobs are meant to teach you, well, this is why I need to work hard so I don't get stuck here forever.
And there are lots of people that understand that, but that brings up the other potential danger here of your teenage working a grown-ass person's job. The money can be good to a teenager. Like, if you work as a waiter, a host, a hostess, you get good hours in the summer working manual labor.
Oh, yeah, you're making nice money.
But, I mean, it's nice money when you have no bills as a teenager.
Right.
It's not nice money as a grown-ass person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's enough to potentially change your kid's plan after high school.
Well, it could warp you.
Like, your kid doesn't understand that a couple hundred bucks a week in tips, although awesome as a 17-year-old, is not going to come close to floating the boat 10 years from now.
Yeah.
I mean, Kimmy, how many people do you know that dropped out of school, moved, whatever, because they were 20, they were good looking, they were getting a ton of tips behind a bar Thursday to Sunday night? Like, it altered their future.
Well, I do know a lot of people. I mean, this is kind of a benefit in some ways, but like the people that I know that worked in the bar or restaurant industry in their 20s, like, even though they went on to get other jobs, like, they couldn't stay away from that job because of that fast money. They still will pick up shifts here and there at their local bar or restaurant because
Jaeger
it's just like,
shots and
I can't walk away from it.
You know I'm right, buddy.
But here's the thing.
What is that?
Tommy and I also know people who made that their exclusive job into their 30s, 40s,
50s.
But they
kind of
seem like they love it.
And they're still there.
It's a tough life, man.
It is, but I do, like, the people that did stick around, like, I can't even picture them doing anything else.
It is funny how fast the hospitality industry ages people that stay in it.
It's tough hours,
But it ages you fast,
it
man.
It does. But think about
it's hard work.
You're staying up late. You're exposed to alcohol all the time. You're carrying around heavy things till 4 o'clock in the morning, right? Like, you're not...
It's a tough life.
And if you're good
and
at it...
And it shows on your face after a while.
For God's sakes, man.
Well, I'm not pointing out anybody in particular.
Only everybody that works in the hospitality industry into their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Well, if you stay too long.
No, but that's the other problem with these jobs, right? Like, you can only stay too long if you stay to a certain point.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, you hit 35.
Yeah.
Where else are you going?
Yeah. Well, you're locked in.
And you're good at what you do. You know what you
do. It's automatic.
You've made connections. I would argue The best job your teenager can get is one with only people their age, where they make just enough money for gas and a handful of fun things, but not enough where they want to stick around when real life is supposed to show up.
All right, that's good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that part's good.
Because like my daughter is now, my oldest thinks she wants a job. Mm-hmm. This is making me laugh. Yeah.
Well, she's getting to that age where she's probably going to start to apply for some things, right?
She is fantasizing about the paycheck. I don't think she understands that you can't just be like, oh, I'll go work today. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you committed to that schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you've got school and you've got hockey, and those are your commitments. I've paid for hockey, so that's not you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Shut up, you're going to hockey. Right? So like I don't know where you think you're gonna have time to go do this, maybe in the summertime, but I also have to drive your ass to wherever you're going.
Well, when is she
work now. 14, you can get a worker's permit.
To drive?
Driver's license, 16. Yeah. But I don't want that to happen either. Bro, she had to ask me how to use the microwave yesterday.
How to use it? It says it right on.
No,
the
like
thing.
Like she pulls.
Like what? It just says popcorn.
That was the one thing I did know how to use.
No, she decided. She showed me a bowl that had metal in it. Yeah. And thank God she showed me. She goes, can I put this in the
That's
microwave?
That's a nice light show.
Go, no, what are you nuts?
She'll find out real quick.
Kimmy just had to buy a new microwave. So yeah, I am very interested to see how this goes.
Yeah.
With my daughter applying for jobs and trying to get.
That's fun though.
I mean, it is part of the process.
Yeah.
Do you want her to work or not work?
I don't. I mean, I want her to have her own money.
Yeah.
Well, that means a job.
Yeah, but I also know I'm going to be the one. It's going to be like, you know, Ralph Cramden coming home, throwing his hat and jacket on the couch, and I'm going to have to listen to all the things. And the funny thing is, too, Kimmy, you're right. Some of the best times in my life was working at Lugia's. But we didn't know that at the time.
No.
No.
You
but,
still
but,
had things
but,
to bitch about.
But don't you remember, like, applying for jobs? It was kind of like an exciting thing, like getting your first job.
It was. Yes.
You know.
But, like, remember what the stresses of, like, a teenage kid were?
But don't you want that? You want that for your daughter.
I do. What I'm saying is it will be the best time of her life, too. But it's not going to be the best time at the time. And I'm going to have to hear, but, oh, my God.
But I also got to think it's got to be a lot safer today, like, compared to when I worked, too, with cameras and HR and liabilities, where you know, these companies back in the day, they didn't have all those restrictions on child labor and who was watching who at night.
I mean, ideally, but you know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, you tell me there aren't still businesses paying kids under the table?
I'm talking
you
more
telling me there aren't still 30-year-old managers trying to date 16-year-old girls?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there is, but it's got to be way less than when I was doing it.
Let's get in Tommy's fantasy boat. The fantasy boat. Everything's better now than it was. Nothing bad happens.
I just remember leaving work buzzed, and I was getting paid. Like, I go, man, I just got wasted, and I'm getting paid.
Oh, good times, Pat.
This is the
good
coolest.
Time. Yeah, I should get one. Let's get my daughter.
And I mean, not wasted, wasted. I could walk, you know, to the car.
With that, let your kids be as kids. Let your kids be kids as long as they can.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This would be the greatest day of your life as a kid.
So what happened?
For these people just show up.
Really?
Oh my God. Because there'd be no way you'd expect it to happen, Kimmy. Right? There's no way.
And they sprung it on these kids.
Just, here we go. Surprise. Sounds like surprise.
Yeah. Damn.
If I'm wrong, maybe you can call us and tell us. 252-WCMF. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's
Classic. I would think they have to keep it a surprise.
Yeah, to keep parents from trying to show up?
Yes.
96.5 WCMF. Yesterday was a very exciting day for students at the Churchville Chi-Lai Middle School.
What happened?
So are you familiar with NFL's Play 60?
Yeah, they advertise it on a game.
All right, but you don't know what it is.
It's like, get off your ass and do some exercise. Yeah.
Encouraging kids to go out and play.
Get off your ass.
And part of their Play 60 is like flag football leagues that are firing up across America. So they had a Play 60 NFL pep rally at the middle school in Churchville on Tuesday. And as part of the pep rally, Bills players Javon Solomon and Deion Dawkins showed up at the pep rally.
Well, Deion's a headliner,
man. Well, yeah, that's why I started with the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And Bills alumnus, George Wilson. I love George Wilson. Picked off Tony Romo, took it to the house twice in that Cowboys Monday Night Football game. We lost, but it was awesome.
All right.
These kids in Churchville showed up at a pep rally, and out walks Deion Dawkins, George Wilson, and Javon Solomon.
They had to go nuts.
If that wasn't cool enough, all of the players, 7th and 8th grade, got to stand in the hallway while they did a walk-through meet and greet with each and every kid.
Wow.
And it sounds like they were high-fiving and signing autographs and doing all kinds of stuff.
Man.
Kimmy, for God's sakes, is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, because normally, like, as a kid, you look forward to, like, those assemblies and stuff just because it gets you out of class. You know, it's just something different to do. I could just sit here and tune out whatever's going on. But this is, like, I mean, you're never going to top this day of school.
I'm looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
You're going to remember that
like
your whole life.
Like, their little faces got to be beaming.
Bro.
And it was something you weren't expecting.
I hate these kids. I hate all of them. Because I'm looking, you're right, most of the kids' faces are beaming. The kids I hate the most are the kids that don't understand what's happening right now.
Yeah,
a couple
they're
kids just,
like, excited because everybody else is excited.
What? Yeah. Huh? No! They're all wearing eye black that say NFL Play 60 on them. They're all wearing their Bills jerseys. This is so... Damn, Billy Buffalo was there.
Oh,
big hit with the kids.
Yeah, everyone loves Billy Buffalo.
Could you imagine, like, if your kid came home and was like, yeah, I got Deion Dawkins autographed today, and you were like, okay.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the coolest ever assembly person that showed up at your school any time in your life?
Well, there was one that we had a couple times as, like, a little kid. They basically came and they set up, like, makeshift planetarium in the gym.
What?
It was pretty awesome.
That was
you got to, like, it was like this big, almost like a giant igloo thing that they set up, and you crawled into it, and it was a whole presentation, like what you see at the planetarium.
How much money did Hilton have in their school district?
I don't know. That was one I definitely remember thinking was pretty awesome as a kid.
What?
Do you have any?
So, you know, I went to a place called Jupiter Christian School.
Sure, yeah.
So it was a Southern Methodist, Southern Baptist school. Very strict, born again school. So that they brought this one guy. So we had the assemblies every week, and they would bring in these, I guess, religious people and stuff like that. But this one guy was cool as crap, man. He claimed to be a devil chaser. Like, he did exorcisms and he chased down the devil.
How old were you?
We were in high school.
Okay,
that's one you're not going to forget. That's
and
for
he
sure.
and he had story, and he was great.
Yeah,
talking about these demons that he had brought out of people and what had happened. And he teased it enough where, if you want to hear the rest of it, you got to come to my so-and-so tent revival on Sundays. But he went through this whole thing, so everybody went. I've never been to a tent revival.
You went?
I want to hear these stories.
You went to a revival?
Yeah, a Southern tent revival, right? And, you know, it's just exactly how you see it in the movies, right? Mm-hmm. It was a total scam.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought I was going to see some devil stuff. Like, I thought devils were going to come popping out of somebody's face or something. And it sucked. It was just a sermon about be good or you're going to burn in hell. Like, that's it?
Boo.
Oh, everybody was so disappointed, man. We thought he was going to bring somebody up on stage and you were going to see, like, a demon extracted from their body.
The coolest thing that we ever had, Washington Irving Elementary School, which is no longer open in Gates. Tony and Dee, we won a contest.
Mm.
And Tony and Dee broadcast live from our gym in the morning.
Wow.
And we got to get there. We all showed up at like 6 in the morning.
So you
like,
just watched them broadcast?
Well, they were like activities going on, and they would like walk around. And like, I remember Tony came up to me, and like they were live on the air. He's like, what do you plan on doing this summer? And he like puts the mic in my mouth. It was right at the end of, right before summer vacation started. And I panicked. And I was like, I'm going to eat hot dogs with nacho cheese on them. And I remember him looking at me like, what? Wow. What?
You'll never make it in radio.
No, but like the distinct look of like the look on Tony's face when I was a child of like, what is wrong with
By
you?
By the way, they brought Tony and D, which is not even like, they don't even play kids' music.
Well, my mom listened to Tony and D.
Yeah, but as a kid.
She wasn't listening to your ass.
Yeah.
Your gross ass.
Matter of fact, I had the same experience with Tony and D when I met them down the hall. Stuck a microphone right in my face. What do you want to do when you grow up?
And Tommy said, I would also like long cylindrical meat jammed in my mouth.
And a lot of cheese. Dripping.
Did you ever have Rocket Day as a kid?
What is Rocket Day?
So everybody built a rocket?
No! Why did you guys get such fun stuff?
Wait, the ones you launched?
Yeah, yeah. Like everybody built their own little, like, you got
model
like a
rockets.
Kit.
Yeah.
And you got to, like, obviously, like, paint it or whatever colors you want to paint. And then everybody got to, like, shoot off the rocket. And, like, they'd measure, like, I don't know how they did this, but they measure how high, maybe how long it was in the air for. And, like, it was a competition.
That sounds pretty good.
Now
cool.
I hate you. Now I hate you. No, you got to go on so many. What the hell was with my school?
I mean, this was at school. We didn't go anywhere.
No,
field day. Everybody had a field
day.
We
had field day.
That was a fun one.
Can I tell you, I was on a 5-year run where my team didn't win field day one time.
So you're talking about, you had to win a field day?
Well, yeah, every class competed. You competed against all the other classes.
Well, we only had, like, the red team and the blue team. I had a
50-50
shot.
So where'd you guys go?
Well, it was, like, the back of the school. Like, they set up, like, it was, like, the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I had a 50. I never won. Oh. Ever.
I don't remember.
Poor Pat.
252 WCMF. We're talking about what happened at the Churchville Chilli Middle School yesterday. Javon Solomon, Bills defensive end. Deion Dawkins, Bills offensive tackle. And Bills alumnus, George Wilson, picked off Tony Romo, pick six twice Monday Night Football, showed up to have a pep rally with the kids. By the way, I'm looking at pictures of this. They ran the kids through, like, obstacle courses.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Like they're like,
it's pretty cool.
They're instructing the kids. God, I want to beat these kids so bad. Dom writes, my wife's friend works there as a teacher and said, and was there when Deion Dawkins showed up in the gym, had to wear a Josh Allen jersey, and I'm pretty sure she's a Kansas City fan. Good! Clark writes, imagine if you were out sick that day. Oh, my
God. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that would suck.
Like the one day.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't get it back either.
No.
By the way, outside of Josh Allen, because everyone loves Josh Allen. I mean, Deion Dawkins is the best guy to go hang out with.
Well,
kids.
He's got the biggest personality
on the
team. He's
going to be
the
most recognizable to those kids.
But it's
sure.
That personality.
Well, he's also a giant middle schooler.
Yeah.
Right?
But like,
he's got his own ice cream. Probably brought ice cream for the kids.
It also helps that he's on a team of like very low key guys. I mean, most of these guys are kind of duds when it comes to personality. Where Deion is like funny and he's out there.
Why?
They're
Why?
All funny.
Unnecessary.
It's team dud.
Can I say one thing? And I don't want to hurt this kid because he's a child and he doesn't know. All right. I'm looking at a picture of Deion throwing T-shirts into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire crowd is in Bills red, white, and blue. Except for one kid who is wearing a Tua Tagovailoa jersey and a Dolphins hat.
Oh, he's got a Dolphins hat.
He's got all his Dolphins stuff on. And he's just a baby boy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hurt him.
Oh, come on.
What are you doing? Well, I blame the parents.
Yeah, it starts at the home, I hear.
No, but like, why? Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? No, I'm not going to say what I want to say. Because we all know how I feel about Dolphins fans in Rochester and why they are Dolphins fans in Rochester. And I'm not going to say it because he's just a child.
Okay.
I'm not going to say.
Don't
still
do
time
it.
For
I'm
that
not.
Kid.
No, there's not. I'm not going to say that the only reason you be. Nope, I'm not.
This is a child.
Because like the only reason you become a Dolphins fan in Rochester is because you just want attention from
us. It's like a Blue Jays
fan. Yeah, but don't you give that kid credit now because they're not very good and he's still a fan?
They were very. He didn't buy that jersey yesterday. Not like a Blue Jays fan. They're the closest in proximity. Shut up.
Oh, okay.
Talk to Ernie Clement like that, hanging out in the Pittsburgh pub 12 hours after he lost the World Series.
That's amazing.
Love that kid. For those who did not hear the story, because I've had it sent to me like 1,000 times this morning, I didn't know how to talk.
I thought it was a joke.
So the Pittsburgh pub, Ernie Clement, 12 hours after the last out of Game 7 of the World Series, was in the Pittsburgh pub watching the Bills play with his buddies.
Yeah, so he went home.
Went home. Yep. Went home.
Back to regular life.
God,
as a regular guy.
I love that kid. If anyone sees Ernie, tell him Pat Duffy loves you.
You're a regular guy.
Yeah, and I love
That's
you for it.
It's not weird at all.
Whatever. Charlie, he's nice. He cries.
Hello, young man.
He's in touch with his feelings. He was crying after the game. Like, I was crying.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.